Thank you. Welcome to American Music Time. This is Dave Spencer inviting you to stay tuned to 30 minutes of good country and bluegrass music by the one and only Kentucky Colonels. We'll introduce all the boys in the band a little bit later, but right now we'll have them start the show with a number that made a great big splash in the country music field some time back, the thing called One Tear. That for a good bluegrass song. Before the boys do their next number, we'd like to introduce them just one at a time here. Banjo player is a real native Californian by the name of Bob Wofford. And on the fiddle, all the way from the state of Florida, Mr. Jimmy Crane. This great big guy here playing rhythm guitar hails from the state of Colorado, Mr. Dennis Morris. There's three brothers in the band by the name of White. They all come from the state of Maine. Dennis Morris told me just before the show that being from Maine made them maniacs, but I don't believe that. They all look pretty sane to me. Well, I'm not too sure about this bass player, but let's give him a great big hand anyway. Mr. Eric White. And Clarence White, the silent one over here on lead guitar. And the boss man of the band playing the mandolin is Roland White. Now that we've introduced the band, we'll get them to do their arrangement of a song that's been on top of the charts here lately, one called The Fugitive.
Just you.
Very good. I think it's about time we get Bob Wofford, the banjo player, up here and have him fire up that five string, just see what comes out. Bob? That's some good banjo picking. Bob Wofford doing a thing called Earl's Breakdown. You know, I asked Roland White the other day how in the world they ever got the name Kentucky Colonels, being that none of them are from the state of Kentucky. He said a friend suggested that name some time ago. He said he actually suggested the Kentucky Corporals, but that just wasn't enough rank for the boys, so they promoted themselves to Colonels. But we do have someone here today from the state of Kentucky. It's someone that I'm very proud of, a pretty little blonde-headed girl by the name of Lou Spencer, who happens to be my wife and also the other half of a singing duet, along with yours truly, that we simply call the Spencers. Thank you. Thank you very much. Lou and I would like to do a number that we get a lot of requests for and certainly enjoy doing for the people. It's what you might call a tearjerker, one called Apartment Number 9. Clarence, will you give us a start on this?
Just follow the stairway to this lonely room of mine. You find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Not so very long ago, walked away from me, and after all the plans we made, you decided to be free. Loneliness surrounds me without your arms around. Thank you.
waiting in this lonely room, just in case you change your mind. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness surrounds.
Thank you very much. Lou and I would like to get the Colonels back up here to do a very pretty bluegrass song that they recorded some times back. Boys, how about doing that one called I Might Take You Back Again? Good, boys. We'd like to call Jimmy Crane, the fiddle player, up here and lead the Colonels in a song that I know they have a lot of fun doing, one called Cotton Eyed Joe.
Come on, come on.
Well, we got Jimmy up here at the mic. We'll get brothers Eric and Roland to join him in a very, very pretty love song called Give This Message to Your Heart.
Give this message to your heart. Read my letter one more time. Don't let it tear my world apart. Please don't read between the
pretty boys. A little while ago, Lou and I sang a slow country song called Apartment Number 9. So now if we can get Bob Wofford to kick us off on the banjo, we'd like to do an up-tempo bluegrass song called Please Be My Love.
I love you and I always will.
Thank you. You know, we have a guy back in the corner there that's one of the finest guitar players I know of, but he's so quiet sometimes you'd think he was asleep. Anyway, we'll get him up here to do a little guitar instrumental called Soldier's Joy. Are you ready, Clarence? Hey, Clarence, wake up. You get Clarence awake there, will you? Anyway, we'll get him up here to do this one called Soldier's Joy. Start it off there, Clarence. Very good, Clarence. Very good. Hey, let Clarence back over in the corner now so we can go back to sleep. Good night, Clarence. You know, we've certainly enjoyed the show today and hope that all of you people out there have too. We've come to that time in the show, though, that I'm sure everyone enjoys, country gospel time. Roland, what do you and the boys have for the gospel today?
Hey, we'd like to do one of our favorites, one called Old Country Church.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with our friends at the old country church. Precious,
precious dear
memories,
with memories.
Oh, I call small country boy, how my heart beat with joy as we knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above with his wonderful love saved my soul at the old country church.
That was very pretty. Real pretty, boys. We wish we had more time to spend with you fine folks out there, but time is running out, and we want to thank you very, very much for tuning in today and invite you to tune in each week at this same time. Also, if you have a favorite song you'd like to hear, be sure and write to us in care of this station. We'll do our very best to get it on just as soon as possible. This is Dave Spencer speaking in behalf of the Kentucky Colonel, saying so long until next week on American Music Time. We'll be right back.